Russia continues its brutal attacks. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. As Poland shows its support for Ukraine by raising financial aid for refugees.
About $10 billion were raised for Ukrainians fleeing the war. It happened at a big event here in Warsaw. All of that money is going to help to cover the costs of food, housing, medical care for the more than 4 million refugees living in those EU member states, and also humanitarian care for the 6.5 million internally displaced inside Ukraine. Now, President Zelensky called on world leaders to slap Russia with even more sanctions in a pre-recorded speech.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. And as negotiations continue over possibly reviving the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, Iranian lawmakers are reportedly seeking guarantees approved by Congress that the U.S. would not exit the deal should it be revived.
Well, I think if we get to a point where there is a deal that the president feels is in our national security interests, we will, of course, address and determine what needs to go through Congress. But there are some final components that are being negotiated in the deal. We're not quite there yet. There's more than one, and I'm not going to prejudge those or negotiate from here at this point.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Fox News Sunday. Plus, as prominent political figures come down with COVID, the president's chief medical advisor says the pandemic is not over.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's not as bad as a year or two ago, but there is still potential for the BA2 variant to spread. On ABC's This Week, he said as events resume, it may come down to individual questions.
What is my age? What is my status? Do I have people at home who are vulnerable that if I bring the virus home, there may be a problem?
Fauci says those who put on events bear some burden as well, should trends rise where they are. He also urges Congress to continue funding vaccines and other preventive measures.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Cyber threats and attacks are consistent and in some cases ramping up, including out of China. Now, one U.S. senator says it's time to have a special school to train American men and women in cyber defense. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
This past week, New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand told the Fox News Rundown podcast she is currently writing legislation to create a cyber academy.
This would be essentially like a West Point for a civilian cyber workforce to help the federal government in all areas where it needs help. We need the best and brightest cyber personnel protecting and working with the federal government.
She says the National Defense Authorization Act provided the framework, but it will take about 10 years to get a physical university up. In the meantime, she says they will use existing programs to partner with colleges and universities that already have cyber-related coursework. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Former President Trump is endorsing Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania's Senate primary. Trump says in a statement that his decision is all about winning elections, as he backs the celebrity heart surgeon best known as the host of daytime TV's The Dr. Oz Show. Oz was competing for Trump's endorsement against former hedge fund CEO David McCormick, whose wife, Dina Powell, served in the Trump administration. Trump is calling Oz smart and tough. Meanwhile, a victory for abortion advocates in Maryland.
Maryland's General Assembly, controlled by Democrats, overrides Republican Governor Larry Hogan's veto of a measure to expand access to abortion in the state. It means Maryland will end a restriction that only physicians can provide abortions. The new law will enable nurse practitioners, nurse midwives, and physician assistants to provide them with training. It creates an abortion care training program and requires $3.5 million in state funding annually. It also requires most insurance plans to cover abortions without cost. Hogan wrote in his veto letter that the legislation endangers the health and lives of women by allowing non-physicians to perform abortions. Salji and Grasso, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.